From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, another to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go, therefore, into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, 'Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, 'Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I speak to you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When I was in seminary, my really good friends and I had a very sacred Sunday ritual every Sunday in the fall. We would get up and we would go to our field education sites, which were the churches that we were serving in as seminarians, and we would serve in whatever capacity we could. We would dutifully worship our Lord and Savior. And then, at the end of the morning, we would all pile into our cars, and we would drive home, and we'd go to our dorm rooms, and we'd change out of our Sunday best and into our Sunday lounge around clothes, and we'd meet in the common room. We'd pile on the couches together, and we'd turn on NFL Red Zone. And one of my friends is a devout Miami Dolphins fan. And so we'd be sitting around watching football, and whether the Dolphins were on the TV or not, he always had them pulled up on his phone. And I have this very distinct memory one day. We were watching the game, and well, not the Dolphins game, a different game, and he jumped up out of the couch and threw his phone into the cushions and screamed as loud as he could in four-letter words that I'm not allowed to say in church. And we all stopped and looked around at each other, and someone said, "Well, that escalated quickly." And that's how I feel about today's gospel, y'all. That escalated quickly. A king invites some people to a wedding banquet, and they don't show up. I don't know about y'all, but if someone didn't come to a party that I was throwing, I might, you know, call them or send them a text and say, "Hey, what's the deal?" If I was on, like, maybe my worst day in the world, I might make a passive-aggressive post on Facebook about it and tag them. But the king in our parable today, he kills them and burns their city down. Yeah, that escalated quickly. And then they go and they find new people to invite. And these people accept the invitation. They come to the wedding banquet, but there's a guy without a wedding robe. Have you ever showed up to a party a little underdressed? Like, maybe it's a little uncomfortable. maybe some people look at you a little funny, but I don't know that I've ever been thrown out for it. But this king today, he binds the guy's hands and feet and tosses him out into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So yeah, that escalated quickly. And if you're anything like me, which you might not be, that's fine. We're all unique in God. You might wonder what that has to do with what we know of Christ's message to the world. You might wonder how that fits in to what we know of God's love and mercy and grace. So I went back to the text because I was really conflicted about it. And so I started reading Matthew. I read the passages leading up to this particular one. I read the passages after it, trying to get a sense of what's happening in the course of Jesus' ministry. Here's what I found out. We get a little lost in the season after Pentecost, which is where we are. We stay here for months. We wear green for months. We hear about Jesus' ministry for months. And sometimes we can get lost in the story. So this parable that we heard today actually happens after Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. It's what we know as Palm Sunday. That's when the story gets told. After he enters Jerusalem on a donkey, on a bed of branches, to shouts of Hosanna from the gathered crowds. Once he gets into Jerusalem, he goes to the temple, he flips some tables, he curses a fig tree, and then we get this string of parables we heard over the last couple of weeks that are kind of grim. And in a few days, he'll go to his resurrection. And all of that really heavy stuff from Jesus' entry into Jerusalem to his crucifixion takes 5 days. It takes 5 days to go from Jesus entering Jerusalem to shouts of Hosanna, to standing before Pontius Pilate to shouts of let him be crucified. 5 days. Y'all, we're a fickle race, humans. 5 days to go from Hosanna, which is literally save us, to crucify him. Yeah. That escalated quickly, right? So does it surprise us at all that Jesus would also use parables that escalate quickly? He's trying to get us to pay attention. He doesn't have a whole lot of time left. We've got to get the message. What he has to say and offer to the world, it's life-changing. It is literally life-changing. So it escalates quickly. And here's what we learn. In that context, here's what we learn from this passage. It becomes very clear that the invitation matters. What Jesus is saying is, come as you are, but you cannot stay as you are. You must don your wedding robes. God invites all of us. What Scripture tells us in this passage is the good and the bad came. That means everyone. That's what Scripture says when they mean all y'all. God invites all to the banquet. God invites all to relationship, to covenant. As we've heard over the last few weeks, God invites us into the vineyard, to work. Every week, God invites us to the table, to eat. Today, God invites us to the party to celebrate. But accepting that invitation requires something of us. It requires everything of us, really. So I was reading some theologians and their thoughts on this passage, and there was one part in particular that kind of jumped out at me and caught me off guard, and it said this whole section, meaning the parables we've heard over the last few weeks, including today's, this whole section could be summed up with the subtitle, How to Get Yourself Killed. How to Get Yourself Killed. Like, ooh, preachers don't want to read that. That sounds horrible. But the more I thought about it, the more I thought he is exactly right. Because I think what he means is how to avoid everlasting life. And what it comes down to is rejecting the invitation of God. That's it. God is inviting us into relationship, into the full Christian life every day. He invites us to work. He invites us to live, to love, to be loved. But are we ready to let who we were be swept away by who we become when we accept that invitation? So here it is. Come as you are. But you cannot stay as you are. We must don our wedding robes. Otherwise, that's how you get yourself killed. And yeah, that escalated quickly.
I heard there was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do ya? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.